Alrighty. Hello. Good morning. I have to get the wax out of my ears. This is Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. I am the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show, and this is a talk show where I share with you my wisdom and the insight I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance, and I'm here for you during these accelerated times on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we could get through this evolutionary leap that is literally written in our DNA easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that you want, but I ask you to keep it to one question in that, and also with that question, the question that is in the top of your mind that's bothering you the most. And if I go off in a different direction, if you ask me about job and career and all of a sudden dad comes in and starts talking about foundational energies, I really think it's important because this is the time where I usually spend giving you the tip of the week, let's just say energy-wise tip of the week, that you could be wondering about relationship or job or when the house is going to sell, and all of a sudden the dad's and the father's lineage and stepfathers and godfathers and father-in-laws come in and they start talking about when you're 3 years old. And part of your head could say, what the heck does that have to do with me selling this house that I'm driving? It's driving me nuts because it's not selling. I really encourage people, they know, to listen to what the lineage has to say because they are not doing it to drive you nuts. I'm not doing it to drive you nuts. They are saying that we are, this is the month of September, this is the month of nines, this is numerologically nines, are all about closures, closing off to the month of October, which is all about tens, which is all about new beginnings. So think of working with the energy of September, and actually today is a full moon, and full moons are all about closures. And so it's we talk about energy maintenance, or I talk about energy maintenance everywhere, all the time, on every single radio show or class that I give. I talk about how important it is because science has already proven over 25-30 years ago that we are energetic beings, that we are energy beings having a physical experience here. And so being that we're energy beings, it is that it's our responsibility to take care of our energy body, just as it is our responsibility to wash our body and brush our teeth and shower ourselves. Nobody could do it for you. You can get different things that resonate with you. So when you get a healing or a reading, it is like what I call like a high five. So I open up my energy field to bring in that light and that love that goes into your energy field. And it's like a heart high five, because we hold all of our heart's desires within our energy field. So going back to how important energy maintenance is, because so many times I see, especially be it on the Dr. Pat Show where I'm hosting, I'm also do a World Puja Show on the first and third Wednesdays of the month, and we have we're going to Sedona this week on Thursday, and then we're starting on BBS next Tuesday. So pay attention to us expanding out, and you get all the information on the website at www.carrieoconnor.com, and I know there's a link to that on the Dr. Pat Show. So sign up for the free newsletter so you can see where we're expanding out, and we're also making different television experiences, things that are happening all around this side of the East Coast, which is very, very exciting. So I just am telling you that we're expanding out. So to get all that information, look at the website, because we're putting new things there all the time. And a lot of times we're looking for studio audiences, people. So if you're in and around the area and want to be part of a studio audience, it would be a great opportunity for you to do that. Going back to energy maintenance, I can see so many times that people are waiting, because I do a lot of phone call, call-in phones, where it be it myself talking about something like from my guides about how we should clear, and giving you different examples. And I can see people taking it in, but it's taking it more in their mental body. Like, yeah, let me get into my question. So part of the people, I had one client, David and I, on one of the other shows I co-host with David Turco, we were talking for about 5 minutes about living on the East Coast, the weather on the East Coast, and we were really talking about weather and energy for a good 5 to 7 minutes. And the first caller was talking about how we lived in Seattle, or what the weather was like in Seattle. It must be early there. And it was just such an amazing eye-opener for myself to see, and this is no judgment on her part, that she was, her head had the radio station on the whole time. She was listening, but her her head was more into formulating her question, getting into what was going on with herself, instead of hearing what, being present and hearing our conversation as far as what we were saying, and also recognizing to even that we were on the same coast that she was on. And it was just a huge example that I could give where that being present is so important, that the being present is being in, totally embodying in our energy field. And that's what this whole month about is about, of us taking the time to get our, to know ourselves on a different level. And how can we know ourselves if we're up and out of our body, or we are disconnected from our body, and we don't know ourselves as energy bodies and that are embodying in a physical body? So we're really being asked to clear out our house, just like fall cleaning, spring cleaning. It's really a great time for us to really work with the energy of the full moon. So that's completion. So clearing out any unfinished business, be it physically, be it cleaning out a closet, clean out a drawer, any kind of relationships that are kind of hanging in the air, close them off, tidying them off. If you can't talk to the person physically, you can talk to them energetically, and that works as same as if you were talking to people. And sometimes what I'm finding, the more and more, if especially if it's a charged subject where you feel like there's a right or wrong thing going on here, that the words could get in the way. So the more we can clear out our energy fields, what any reader reads is our field of potential, and that is right in front of us. That's where we put our heart's desires, our hopes, our dreams, and our heart's desires. And that's in which relationship, that's career, that's job, that's money, that's abundance. And we all have that ability to, it's our divine birthright to have abundance in all those departments. And so how can it be where some people seem like they have a magnet and they're just very lucky? It has nothing to do with luck. They have experience in their energy field that brings in, they create an electromagnetic pull that pulls in their experiences. And also when they don't have, when things don't seem to go, quote, their way, they are able to turn things around and get back on the horse, so to say. So we all could have those rug pulling out experiences. The game is how fast we get ourselves up, brush ourselves off, look at it as a big picture kind of thing as far as what is the lesson here, what am I here to learn. So then it allows us to feel like we're more at the tapping into our in the driver's seat, that we're the empowered people, where the angels have the human experience here, not the other way around, where the wounded child's in the driver's seat, creating havoc, having us remember all these different incidents that goes back to our themes, and our themes go back to as far as what we're remembering, realigning, and reconnecting to is remembering that we are the masters here, that we are the angels, that we are every single thought, deed, and action creates our future. And so we're being given more responsibility. And last year, I mean, like for 5 years, I was watching the power of the word change when I'd say it in somebody's energy field, be it a one-on-one session, or I could say it in front of 500 people. I'd say there's a lot of change happening, and people's energy could collapse on a single word change. Now that new buzzword is responsibility. And so it's not, the only thing that you're responsible for is your own energy field and how, what you put in. Think garbage in, garbage out. So if we put garbage as far as thoughts, toxicity, food, all of those kind of things, garbage in, garbage out. So the more we start tuning in and feeding ourselves soul food, we're energetically anorexic country that is absolutely looking outside of ourselves for the keys. If he comes in, he will complete me, or she. And that we got it the other way around. And even think of that was part of the way of the veil that separated ourselves from our lineage. It was set up that we were here to look on the be taught to look on the outside for completion. Now we're turning this around, and this year and the rest of this year is for us to really start re-entering ourselves into, think of ourselves pouring our essence into our physical bodies, to have a unified feel, to feel like we're truly in that place of empowerment, truly the drivers of our own life. And as we do that, we automatically get what I symbolically call the whole new deck of cards, meaning that experiences change because like attracts like, and so you start bringing in people that are that like energy. So So I encourage you to clean your closets physically, mentally, spiritually. This is a full moon. Using the moon experience as far as clearing full moon closure, having closures on any of those experiences that could feel any situation that feels unfinished business. You don't have to talk to the person to do it. Any kind of situation, if you have a theme in your life where it feels like abandonment or things don't come my way as far as job-wise, career-wise, relationship-wise, look at it in a bigger, broader way. You will see that this is a theme that you wrote when you were up in the other dimension, let's call heaven, that that was what you were going to learn in this lifetime. So instead of fighting against it, let's look at it as a master and saying, aha, here was another opportunity for me to feel that feeling of abandonment or severe betrayal, but now I understand that I don't have to, I'm not doing betrayal. I understand I came in with a theme of betrayal, and now I'm nullifying, I'm canceling out any kind of themes of betrayals, and when we do that, it takes the charges off it and brings our energy back to ourselves. So look in those places where we still have charges, and that's those places are where we're not having empowerment in our life. So if we're not having a relationship, job, or career, that's it's not a judgment thing. It's just saying that's a place, those are those corners that we're here to tighten up, to zone in on, what I see it as like a tuning in. So you will be back going to the phone lines. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and we'll be back.
And if you want to give us a call, it's 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And Carrie O'Connor, we'll be right back.
Do you have questions about romance, work, or health? Get the answers you need at the Seattle Body, Mind, and Spirit Expo, October 11th and 12th at the Seattle Center Fisher Pavilion, Saturday 10 to 7 and Sunday 11 to 6. For only $12, you can enjoy 2 days filled with over 80 holistic exhibitors and 60 free lectures ranging from natural health, personal growth, and metaphysical topics. Visit BMSE.net for a $2 off coupon or call 541-482-3722 for information. Shop beautiful crystals, purchase quality nutritional supplements, have your future revealed, and much more. From ancient healing traditions to the latest in the holistic world, this Seattle Body, Mind, and Spirit Expo will educate and entertain. Dr. Pat will have an all-new lecture at 3 p.m. on Saturday. Come enjoy the Seattle Body, Mind, and Spirit Expo, October 11th and 12th. Visit BMSE.net.
Are you the owner or manager of a struggling small business? Do you feel alone in your battles? The Small Biz Sherpa can help. Do you want to increase sales or decrease costs? Do you wish your employees were more motivated or cared as much as you do about the bottom line? Call the Small Biz Sherpa. Learn how you can change your company's fortunes by involving and engaging your staff. Create bonus and incentive programs that pay your people more while improving your bottom line. The Small Biz Sherpa has done it himself, and now he'll show you how to do it too. Visit smallbizsherpa.com or call 206-505-9752. That's smallbizsherpa.com. Small, B-I-Z, Sherpa.com.
Be sure and sign up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter so you can find out about the latest guests, events, promotions, and giveaways. Visit thedrpatshow.com and register now. Polaris Business Guides is ready to hand you the keys to a successful future. When you master the 8 keys to a prosperous business, you'll accomplish more while doing less. You'll overcome success roadblocks, create powerful partnerships, build wealth, succeed in spite of economic challenges, and more. The next teleclass begins October 9th, and there's no risk because Madeline Gerwick offers a money-back guarantee. So you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Sign up today and learn the 8 keys to easily build and sustain the ultimately prosperous business. Call 877-524-8300 for complete details and to register, or visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com for the keys to your prosperity. Visit P-O-L-A-R-I-S BusinessGuides.com or call 877-524-8300. Your prosperity awaits you.
back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show, and we have opened up the phone lines, and let me give out that number, and Benny will jump in just in case I transfigure the numbers a little bit. It's 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. Did I get it right, Benny?
Perfect. I didn't even have to jump in.
That's good. Thank you. So no, why don't we go right to those phone lines, Benny?
I would love to do that. And again, it's 1-800-930-2819. We're in Seattle, Washington. You might be hearing this show elsewhere in other cities or countries. Call us at the appropriate time. And that is now. So Victoria is calling in from Calhoun, Georgia. She's got a career question, and she's looking for work, I think. So let's see. Victoria, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Great. Thanks. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Victoria. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How can I help you today?
Well, I'm trying to kind of decide what direction to go in with my career. And I recently finished a paralegal certificate. And I really experienced in my last job a real burnout around the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I've been sort of, you know, reading a lot of stuff about do what you love. And I don't even really know what it is that I love.
You know what, Victoria, I just want to pause right here because when anybody says that to me, and this is for everybody that's listening now or archived, that when I see, first of all, your colors, your energetic, like aura colors, your energy colors, you have a lot of yellows in there, greens, and also you're entering in this whole blue period. And actually, think of symbolically, your paternal and maternal grandmother shows me that you've been pushed in somebody that's very much like a godmotherish, like you're actually, she's calling herself, when I hear the fairy godmother, think of her, she's been a guide of you, from you, and she's in the lineage on dad's side, so it could even be a cousin that dad lost at early age. She could have died, she showed me the number 12, so she could have died at 12 years old. Unusual, I feel a whole sore throat thing, so she could have even drowned, and drowned sometimes even means pneumonia or something to do with the chest. As far as
father had a brother who died at a young age, and he was
We're taking his energy in. Okay, so because they could be standing on the left side, and so when they go over there, the first thing they do is get out of that male and female energy. So he particular stands on the left side. So think of the left side is that receiving side, the taking in side of energy of love, especially because he shows with grandma that like you've been pushing off for the last 2 to 3 years. This blue energy, so think of the blue as the wise woman, is the old soul. You come in as a very old soul, wise energy. So even though I start to lose my voice, it's not mine. This is all about you right now. So think of the yellow-green energy, that's your natural thing. So yellow-green people can be from doctors to lawyers to paralegals to Benny has a lot of yellow in his energy field. He's a magnificent DJ. He's another, a different kind of Howard Stern. He's a more balanced Howard Stern. So that's, he's got a lot of yellow.
A more balanced Howard
green.
Stern.
So that's the teacher, helper, healer. So that's what you have. But what's interesting is there is like a resistance and I go back down to your root chakra, into your, are you familiar with the chakras? Because all right, the root chakra has our energy arc of our, it's all about our connection to tribal energy. It all has to do with our lineage, our family, our group, our community, where we grew up. And so I'm seeing you at especially going to that 2 to 3 year old child on the right side. So even thinking of dad's lineage, of even feeling of losing a brother at a young age is out of order, right? It's totally it's out of our cellular order of what we've created as order. So there's a feeling of that the world is not a safe place, right? So that there's a sense of that there's a dog-eat-dog world, or why does bad things happen to good people, right? And so, and especially my throat right now feels like it's on fire, and this is your throat, right? So that fire is where you have passion, where you have following your passion, being able to feel like you have the foundation of being able to go out there. And the burnout, it is exhausting for us to turn down our light, to turn down our frequency. So think of ourselves as a light bulb, of a 100-watt light bulb, and you're going to that 1,000-watt light bulb. And so when we turn down our frequency, because it can make other people uncomfortable, including the aspects of ourself, that's a child that could be given the information when you were 2 to 3 years old that it was a scary place out there as far as the world. Meaning, stay in jobs that give you comfort or security. Even though you don't like it, I call the time to make the donut posture. So you just do it just because it gives us security. It gives us a false sense of security. We have pensions. We have all this stuff. But meanwhile, our soul is screaming, do something else. And also, the gig is that our soul, our higher self, our guides and angels would not have us follow our passion and then have us fall on our face and not have money and have security, because they know that we are in physical bodies here. And so we all do need roofs over our heads, and we need to have some sense of security and some sort of pension and money and insurance and all the other stuff. So it is a part of it. Doesn't have to be an either or. It's a that and that. That is true and that is true. So there's a whole thing of that. We're waking up, and that's what I was talking about earlier, of our divinity, of our birthright. Of our birthright is to be able to have, be able to follow our hopes and dreams and our desires and our heart's desires. So when I hear somebody saying, I don't know what my heart's desires are, I see it as more as having fear of, if I say them and go out, that I'm not going to be supported. So go back, and I don't even want you to talk about it right now, because it's because I want you to think about what you like to do since you were younger. What was your, what made you feel really expanded, Victoria, and on top of the world, and feeling really joy and going back to your heart's energy? Because I could go down to the soap opera woman who did Soap Opera Digest. Her joy was watching soap operas, and also she liked to write. So what did she do? She created the Soap Opera Digest that is now a multi-billion thing. You know, she was able to have her joy. So she got to sit there and watch soap operas. She also was... Even I think she called herself mediocre writing, but she doesn't have to write big, long books about it. She just writes little things of what's happening in soap operas, right? So she was able to take her hopes and dreams and make it into a very profitable business, right? So it's going out of those boundaries and restrictions that we put in ourselves of saying, how can these cookies make me... offer me security, and it ends up Mrs. Fields cookies. You know what I mean? So it's really being able to expand our whole thoughts of how things could be. And so that's the whole life theme of what you're doing, as far as especially over the next 4 days, 4 weeks, 4 months. And so even having the getting the paralegal license is more for the security part of you. It's more of, okay, I have this underneath my belt. As I'm really starting to turn in and tune in to what Victoria loves for Victoria, because one thing that is science-proved is the more we are stepping into our empowerment, the more we are literally doing our heart's desires, we create an electromagnetic pull that pulls in, again, like attracts like. So we pull in people, circumstances. And I could tell people stories of people creating $250 million, not lottery winning, down to people, just relationships in every single department. It's when they finally did the surrender posture of not surrender as in give up, but surrender as in this is the most empowered posture that I could take, of allowing, of really being able to feel the guidance around you, being able to trust and merge with that, Victoria, getting really crystal clear of saying what I want to do as a creation with myself. And there's no right or wrong. We're all unique expressions of source. We all have that uniqueness in us. And so having your, taking the next 4 days, 4 weeks, and expect to see a lot of 4-4s, and also they want to say happy birthday to December, so they're going, or the 12 years old, so there's all 12s around. So when they're giving you numbers, it's like you're going to look at the clock and see 444s and a lot of, again, 12-12 license plates, billboards, all of those kind of things. All of that is confirmation that the whole gang there is in your corner, right? And this is where you're doing, going back to what I was saying before, of this, even this call today at the full moon, this is about completion, closure. Any kind of unfinished business that has to do with the past that has little Victoria going from that 2 to 3 year old feeling that I don't have a voice, I can't express, or if I do, it's not a safe thing for me to do, to go out into the world. I'm not going to be, again, supported and being able to stand on my own 2 feet, right? And so as you clear out that cellular post-traumatic stress that has you pull back and feeling enslaved, it's going to allow you to really go back to, there was a psychiatrist that wrote a book written in the 1980s, Hillman, his name was, and he said that what our heart's desires were, we did it when we were little. Like my sister is a teacher and she used to play teacher all the time. I did teacher, but it was very much not, I'm very much, I can't be boxed in. So I have to do it with a a freedom sense of energy. So allowing yourself to take the next 4 days, 4 weeks, four months of really doing feng shui, Victoria, and this is all about you redefining yourself. It's like everybody out of your circle, meaning the people that are in and around your circle. It's about you rebirthing yourself. It's like not having their two cents where they could be feeling like, I don't tell my mother a lot of things that I'm doing because she'll add her two cents, and her two cents is not supporting. It comes from her wounded child. And she doesn't even know she does it consciously. So what I do is tell her stuff afterwards. So think of allowing yourself, because when you get into January, into February, it's clear. It's like you start noticing synchronistic things. You start noticing classes. You start saying, oh, my God, I really like life coaching. I like that life. The blue is all about empowerment. It's about ancient knowledge. It's about being able to bridge it and being able to be the teacher. And also the yellow is business and having business and own business. And so allowing yourself a solid foundation that you do have those gifts within yourself and allowing them to come forth, which is like your whole rebirthing of yourself, okay?
Okay.
All right, very good. So keep up the good work. Have an energy maintenance program that you start AM and PM. And even if you get at Walmart, I got these little timers that cost less than $4. And having starting in the morning and the AM and PM, starting with 5 minutes of setting up your day, of aligning yourself, because what you're doing is you're plugging yourself into the divine universal field. And let's say in the evening, you review what went on. And so if something went on during work that you didn't really care for, cancel it out. Get rid of it, because then it's like, then it doesn't hold us back into this always happens to me, or it gets into the child of confirming that it's a scary place, okay?
Okay.
All right, we're going to another break. You're welcome, Victoria, and thank you for joining us. We're going to another break, and we'll be back. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show.
Are you tired of treating your animal companions with toxic drugs? Do chronic, degenerative, or disabling conditions affect your horse's or pet's quality of life? Quantum Healing, created by Dr. Susan Seeley, with over 25 years as a veterinarian and 40 in the equestrian field, brings hope of true health and healing for your pet or equine companion. Visit quantumvet.com. Learn how Quantum Healing can benefit your animal companion. That's quantumvet.com.
Be the first to join your favorite Hay House authors on the next I Can Do It at Sea. Come aboard a luxurious cruise ship and meet Greg Braden, Brian Weiss, Sonia Choquette, and many more. The 7-night cruise to Alaska on July 11th through 18th, 2009 includes soul-nourishing workshops, spiritual cinema movies in your cabin, autograph sessions, and amazing ports of call. This is a vacation you'll never forget. Cabins are limited. Reserve today. HayHouse.com.
Does how you think affect how you feel or what you have? Do you want to achieve outstanding business and career goals, have a better relationship, or improve your health and fitness? End the excuses and get immediate results with the help of HUNA, Ancient Wisdom, Modern Application. What if you could attract money and abundance to you like a magnet? Donate excess weight and maintain your ideal state of health, or create the kind of relationship you've always wanted. With HUNA, you'll discover how to eliminate disempowering beliefs by using self-empowerment tools. The HUNA Prosperity Weekend will be in Los Angeles, October 4th and 5th. Join Matt James December 13th and 14th in Seattle at the HUNA Prosperity Weekend. Call 800-800-MIND or visit HUNA.com to register. This incredible workshop is only $95 for a limited time. Call 800-800-MIND or visit HUNA.com. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Visit the premier online store where science and spirit unite. Shop consciously, explore new ideas, and connect with your world at bleepstore.com. Find the latest in spiritual and documentary films, green living products, and online articles. Dr. Pat listeners receive 10% off with coupon code Dr. Pat. That's D-R-P-A-T at checkout. Go to the drpatshow.com and click on Bleep Store to start your experience. The drpatshow.com.
Discover what the meaning behind sacred spiritual space is and how it can be a healing part of your garden or home environment. Mary Fonts, registered nurse and landscape specialist, teaches about using nature, artifacts, healing energy, and angel readings to create sacred space. A spiritual garden offers methodologies that bring peace and healing to your special place. Call 508-339-5444 and visit aspiritualgarden.com. That's aspiritualgarden.com.
There's nothing else like it on the dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
To the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show. And before we go to lunch, I just want to encourage people to look up information because, again, as I said before, we have a lot happening, a lot expanding our wings, and I call it the have bag, will travel. So if you ever think of, God, I'd like to have her do, because I do several classes. We're doing internet classes. We're doing free classes, and we're all putting this information up on the website. So look at the event pages because things are happening so fast with us that I encourage you to. We are very respectful as far as not bombarding you with emails, but we do, if we're doing giving you an email, we're letting you know about a free class or where we're going to be appearing and tips of the day, that kind of stuff. But we do not do daily, and we're very mindful of people's emails. So, Benny, why don't we go back to the phone line?
We'd love to do that, and I'd like to say I appreciate the compliment on being the level-headedness part in which of, you know, the shock jock of Howard Stern.
Yeah.
You know, everyone has to do that, and if I was able to do the position, I'd probably do an all right job.
Yes.
But thank you very much.
Wonderful job.
Well, we discussed it off the air. I thought you were saying I was just like him. I'm like, I don't think I'm like him at all.
No, you're not like. That's where it's like, think of, and this is actually a really good example, Benny. It's like, think of, like, there's four runners where he has to do shock in what we said off
right.
the air of the shock, of the shock jock, of mm-hmm. the total. What Howard Stern, the gift that he brought was how much stuff entertainment is on the radio.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? He brought
mm-hmm.
a lot of people to the radio, so he did
right.
extreme shock. But what you're bringing is we could have fun, we could have this without having shock and saying all this stuff about breast and all the other stuff. That is just,
sure.
that's an extreme, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's actually not a real balanced extreme, but
right.
the gifts that he brought in was saying, hey, radio is a media
mm-hmm.
that is, you can listen to 724 that is wonderful and full of information. So
I agree with you.
As the balanced guy.
Right, and you know, in a balance between the two of us, he could be the shock and I'm definitely the jock. And we now have Marcia calling in from Seattle, Washington. She's actually has a little bit of a question about her husband's health. So, Marcia, welcome to the show.
Okay.
Thank you. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you, Marcia?
I'm well, thanks. My husband has a brain disorder, and I just
Can you speak up
know-
a little bit, honey? I just heard your husband has a brain disorder.
Right, and I just want to know how I need to live with this.
Okay, brain disorder as far as like bipolar?
No, he has a disorder called superficial siderosis,
mm-hmm.
which is extremely rare. It's blood around the brain. It causes dementia.
Okay.
That kind of thing.
All right. And what's the number 45, 45, 45 around this? Why am I seeing his dad coming in saying 45, 45? How old is your husband?
72.
Okay. So there's something that I'm seeing that this has gathered up. Or so, you know how they say Alzheimer's start way before when
mm-hmm.
it's in the 50s
mm-hmm.
or 60s or 70s when you could be showing stuff that I have a friend that I'm seeing right now, and she's in her mid-40s, and I could see signs of her following a very genetic pattern of the Alzheimer's. So there's something similar with that. So, Marcia, how you can handle that, and this is from his dad down to your father's also in spirit, too, and also is your mom in spirit, or is this mother-in-law, too?
Pardon
me? Moms and dads are coming in supporting you. They're also bringing in a sister's energy, too, and I feel it's like a sister or sister-in-law that's connected to your husband. So think of this.
Yeah, he has a
How can we have our own autonomy as a partner of us is going through something that is that can be so draining? It's like, think of it as they put symbolically like a person with Down syndrome, that they, when they come in with a congenital heart failure parts, where I just had one of my very best friend's aunt just died, and she was had Down syndrome. They didn't think she was going to live till 5. She lived well into her 60s, right? So I, when I see a face over, it means equal information, but this doesn't mean equal as his, as him going to be dying. It's how can you handle, how can you have your own autonomy, but also feeling free to have your own autonomy, because you come in with a lot of green in the energy field. Green is that natural teacher, helper, healer, and also on the whole right side, following in the left side, as far as guilt, as far as guilt, like the weight of the world, and going back to what I was saying, as far as responsibility, like what is my responsibility and what is not my responsibility. And so it's a real tough, like a bitter, tough pill to swallow. First of all, the feelings of betrayal of having the diagnosis, but also as far as coming in with a lifetime of your theme goes into responsibility, okay? Some, and also themes of betrayal, but also responsibility is huge, and also trust. And so the biggest thing, they're giving you the 777. So think of the sisters to sister-in-laws to the moms to the whole gang surrounding you. And when I see 777, that's very significant, because that to me is a July and the seventh of the month component, but it's more of the sevens is independence, the seventh is freedom, the seventh is where they're surrounding you and allowing you again to have your encouraging you to have the own autonomy. The more, Marcia, you are in your core, the more that you are not drained. I was just off the phone from this woman, Sharon, so I do want to recognize a Sharon, Aaron, Karen component, and it does not have to be necessarily a dead person. It could be somebody that comes in to help, because they're trying to, after just losing their aunt, she's trying to figure out, how do we do my father here? And he has a dementia thing that's going on right now, that is, he is just has a lot of issues going on right now. So it's like they're doing all these shifts, and how do you have balance where part of them is like, where her body's just saying, I need sleep, and how can I do this without feeling guilt, and what's my responsibility? And her, in particular, feeling like having karma patterns of learning responsibility. I see Sharon's face over your face, so it's even beyond your husband as far as looking in the past, as far as how you could have taken on, again, more responsibility, having this thing of being in service. But when is it the learning of self-care is not selfish? There's a huge difference between that, and especially because since they keep on wanting to emphasize that this year in particular is turning point, and I go to Junes and Julys, and so that's where like huge periods where you could have been really draining as far as your, especially the third chakra I'm seeing, as far as your self-esteem, self force through the subconscious. So think of having, do you already have support with your husband as far as other people in care? And also, is this your second marriage? And how come I feel like there's people there that can help, but they're having, it's like it's your problem. You made your bed, lying, or you, there could be a separation as far as like physical separation, or what's, why am I getting that kind of feeling?
No, this is my first marriage.
I can't hear you.
No, it's my first marriage.
Okay. Is it his first marriage? Or and also, I like to remind people that a first marriage, or when I'm hearing number two, that could be a renewing of vows, a renewing of vows. It feels like it's two marriages and with one marriage, because I married a different man, right? And so it seems like, again, an energy of two marriages, or somebody that could have been in a committed relationship before that didn't do marriage, that would be still energetically count as the number two. The biggest thing is, I keep on hearing, I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden. So it's like really since June and July of clearing out the issues of your heart, where it could, again, feel like the feeling of betrayal, and it doesn't have anything to do with your husband. So realizing that you're looking for the services where, because I keep on seeing Sharon's face of yours, where they went to the public health in their town. They have all these different services, so they have, see what's out and available, and then she has to do all these 15 phone calls as far as finding else what's out there to be available, to have the help. So a person comes in to help wash, a person comes in to help, because there's a part of that understanding that you need a break too. And so you could be the wife, and you could be very, it goes back down to responsibility. And so
making sure that you have a break and allowing yourself to have a break and understanding that you're setting up where other people could come in to support him, that has his own autonomy. And also, I'm feeling a pull in it. Is there like a thing, Marsha, that you feel that he could only have wants you around or only wants family around? Or what is that? Is he resistant to other help coming in?
Well, I don't think he wants to admit to himself.
Excuse me?
I don't think he wants to admit to himself.
Right.
That, you know, that he needs any help.
Right. Right. So that's where I'm seeing her father's face over his face. There was resistance. And so, because then that would make it real, right? And also, but what mm-hmm. it comes down to, it's like looking again at the big picture of it goes back to responsibility. What is my responsibility? And even as far as within his responsibility, if everyone's stepping up and everyone's getting drained, that having other people on the outside, the father was very resistant to having somebody from the outside coming in where they're tight-knit family, where you do everything with yourself, be there for the family, do the right thing. That was all the message that they received. And then all of a sudden, the doing the right thing does involve bringing in other people to give more balance to the whole situation. So even if you're setting this up for in the future, do you know what I mean? And so uh-huh. because I'm seeing things really happening very like since March of this past year, I'm seeing a thing spiraling. And even if it's the part of draining on the emotional and mental body, there's a part of feeling like, again, like a spiraling energy. So really looking to see what's out there that's available to have you get help. And again, I keep on saying having your own autonomy and really taking in what is my responsibility as a wife, as a partner, and also what is it, where the biggest part of us being able to hold, if we go in there energetically with our shoulders down and we're so tired, we're not helping them on an energetic level at all. We're just mirroring to them exhaustion. If we come in there and we mirror to them empowerment, if we mirror them well-rested, if we mirror to them love, all of that is like doing a high five to their soul. So it's like being able to help them energetically when they might not be able to do that right now for themselves. And so, and then also realize that as you're doing that, it's like his responsibility as far as how much he could hold it. So we're going mm-hmm. to go to our last break of the day. And Marsha, email to ask for the energy exercises, and it's really going to help you a lot.
Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Today's nutrition tip is about oats. Instant oats are thin, which make them easy to cook, but they're often loaded with salts and caloric sweeteners. Groats are whole oats with the outer hull removed. They're loaded with nutrition, but require soaking and long cooking. Rolled oats are groats that are steamed, rolled, and flaked, so they cook quicker. And steel-cut oats are groats that are chopped into little pieces. I'm Karen Bentley, creator of the Sugar-Free Miracle Diet at www.sugarfreemiracle.com.
Are you thinking that the job market is drying up? Super Supplements, the region's top vitamin and natural products retailer, is extending its reach and is looking for someone to lead the way. Join a team of passionate people committed to health and well-being. Super Supplements is looking for the right fit to develop and run their buying and merchandising department. Know someone for the job? Send them to supersupcareers.com. Must have senior level experience within grocery or supplements and advanced forecasting systems experience. Visit supersupcareers.com.
Super savings, super selection, super supplements.
See vibrational healer and psychic Sonia Choquette live in Seattle. Sonia shows you how to claim and follow your intuition. Plus, she'll answer questions and give powerful audience readings. How to accept your intuitive gifts is an all-new lecture. See Sonia Choquette at the Washington State Convention and Trade Center in Seattle on Saturday, October 18th from 10 to 5 p.m. Seats are limited, so call now at 1-800-654-5126 or visit HayHouseEvents.com.
Amalaki is the keystone of Cherie's nutritional drink because it's fruit for cellular rejuvenation. Amalaki's common name is Great Rejuvenator, and for over five centuries, this fruit has been utilized for enhancing immune function and increasing vitality. Scientists have documented Amalaki's healing properties as a powerful antioxidant promoting healthy blood sugar and cholesterol, possessing anti-inflammatory effects, and supporting a strong cardiovascular system. Ayurvedic practitioners believe that this fruit can simultaneously detoxify and rejuvenate the body on a cellular level. For information about Cherie's nutritional supplement, contact nutritionist Renee Marie at 877-553-9744. Visit reneemarie.mycherie.com. That's reneemarie.mycherie.com.
Don't forget, this is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show. I am the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show, and you're listening to me live from all over the world. And so, Benny, why don't we go back to those phone lines?
Hey, real fast in the background, I'm hearing a little beeping. Is that me or is that you?
No, that's me putting my little timers on.
Okay.
I have this two-timer thing going on.
Oh, okay. I thought I needed to place like an order or something like that. You know, I'm like, okay, I'll get a number four. Go ahead and put some extra cheese on that bad boy.
No, that's my little thing of keeping on track.
Okay, good. Just make it short. Okay, Janice is actually calling in from Fort Myers, Florida. She's wants to know if she's jogging in the right spiritual path or the right motion. So, Janice, welcome to the show.
Hey, good. Happy full moon.
Happy full moon to you.
Yes.
So, Janice, right path. Talk to me about that.
Sure. I'm doing really well. As I said to Benny, I'm jogging down the spiritual path, and I'm just looking for a spot check. It feels like there's something big right around the corner, and as I was waiting to speak with you, oddly enough, I took a call came in, and I just listened to it on my voicemail. It was another friend of mine who has just been let go from a job. So if you pick up a little, oh, that's sadness, it's how I feel for my friend, but generally I'm doing okay.
Right. Well, you know, it's kind of the paradox. So, Janice, the more we feel like the paradox is where it's like we go to zero point energy. So that zero point is where we have total access right in the middle to think of negative traumatic experiences and the divine experiences. So think of you're putting your energy into that you're really stepping in and liking the sea of our entitlement. And so that is feeling big things coming because you're aligning all, and especially when I see that this month in particular was aligning the physical body more than ever as far as they compared it to pouring in. You know, when we used to see the movies of this is how you make gold or this is how you make coins where they show the hot metal. So actually it was when the guys in council showed me, it was like it's the alchemy. We're talking about metals here being poured into moles, and this is where think of our physical body as our unique temple that we're pouring the essence into the physical body. And I just saw a butterfly go around, or orange butterfly, so that's all about more just being that you're being the butterfly. You're coming through the way you're beyond the cocoon, you're flying. And so, and it was a monarch butterfly, it was an orange butterfly, so that is even working with the sex, finances, creativity. And so think of as far as the right path, what it really gives us, what gives us joy and what gives us happiness is what makes us light and lighter. That's our way. Another person could get it from a total different direction. So it is where, as far as the tune-up, I see that especially when you go up to the last 2 weeks and into October and the first 2 weeks of October is really feeling, again, a sense of complete peace. It's that part of feeling that stillness. Well, while we're very actively, co-creatively being in the driver's seat as far as symbolically with and directing our energy like a master does, and whenever I see somebody like parting the sea and again, directing our energy, that feels like a sense of we have arrived. So that's what you're merging with the unification of the right and left side of the energy field, and it goes into like the layers. We have this unified field that will go through the spiritual level, the mental level, the emotional level, and down to the physical level. So I'm seeing you, again, having the energy pour into it, especially down to the second and first chakras, and expanding with that. And again, noticing the paradoxes where we can see friends experiencing things that do not feel like the lightest, but they're still, as Bashar, the channel Bashar says, circumstances don't matter, are only the state of mind matters. And so we're really going into, because when we're in a state of mind of being present within our bliss, that radiates out our heart's energy is encoded with our heart's desires. It creates an electromagnetic pull that pulls in like that attracts in more of that heart's energy. So that's exactly the place that you're stepping into. So that's wonderful, and you're going to keep on going up. And also, when I see Johnny Appleseed, I see you, Janice, getting into the posture of being Johnny Appleseed, where you put seeds of knowledge, seeds of wisdom to people around you, and that there's, I see a lot of people with lotus flowers on top of their head. That means that they could be at that part of listening where, I was just talking about this to the whole mentors group that we were finishing up about yesterday, where that we can, there's levels of us understanding spiritual truth to where we could get it down and know it and recite it, and I've seen many people recite stuff, know all the words, and but how they'd hold it was all in their mental body, and so they talked it when they heard it, when you could hear them, they know all the knowledge, they have all the knowledge, they have all the words, and but it's the ability to have that go down into our emotional body and into our physical body as much as we have it in our mental body. And so that's where, and I'm not reading that about you, I'm just saying that you're happy to feel this merging and this unification that allows us to hold our, put our heart signature out, that it's like Marianne Williamson's or who, whole thing of who are we to be small, we are, it's our greatness that that can scare us. And so you're taking all hands off your heart energy. That means not modulating it for anybody. If your light makes somebody uncomfortable, that's not your issue, it's theirs. And so that doesn't engage. It actually goes down to a wordless conversation where you go heart to heart, let's that they can do this too. So that's huge. And so there is huge things, especially going into the second week of October is what they're showing me, and all doors blowing open, and again bringing in different people, different opportunities, different, and really feeling, when I see somebody on roller skates, that means like you're going through them, you're guiding through it, you're being able to navigate the roads of life as we have this human to human experience. So I call it the fifth dimensional energies. As we guide into that fourth, like the fourth elevator is where the part of the house is where we have union community in our human to human experiences, understanding that we all have our cellars, the wounded child, the subconscious patterns, where we're able to illuminate those, and that it, as we illuminate them, we see when they could interfere or jump in the driver's seat, where we gently put that child back into the driver's seat. When we start doing that, that's when we have that alignment of that 5149 in all aspects of our body, and so our energy starts having this attunement, and it starts clearing out ourselves where we don't feel like we get back into old patterns, which brings in that freedom part, which allows us to get what I see symbolically, a whole new deck of cards, and that's what you are feeling as that big thing is coming. So a whole new deck of cards is huge. It's like creating, when I'm seeing symbolic Rolodexes in front of people's heart fields, that's think of that Rolodex. The more we spin, the more we stand into our empowerment posture, the more that we stop, pause, and pull out that Rolodex, and the Rolodex then becomes like an art easel where we are filling in what we want to create as a master. And so that Rolodex represents symbolically all the different potentials that are out there that you're choosing and pausing and filling them out and having them to be your heart's desire. So that's wonderful. It's huge. And also doing a lot of teaching and reminding and remembering, and also helping people, Janice, of getting really out of right or wrong, black or white. Because Benny and I briefly talked about, Benny's from Alaska, and so I just said, hey, is there a big thing with the political thing? And what I was talking with the meditation group or the mentorship group is that it's really important. important to remember when we get charged, because we could be feeling something about somebody, that that charge can split an energy field, and so it like it cancels out it can cancel out the part of us that wants to put in the do the right way, do the right thing, and then all of a sudden it creates a split energy field, and so it's really important for I'm seeing you as the master teacher of reminding people that love is always the energy, otherwise it splits, and that goes back to ourself, going back to circumstances don't matter, only the state of mind matters. And so that you really taking in that, what are the outside circumstances that we still can, it's like holding your core energy, and then the outside circumstances change. So I'm going to encourage people to, because we have a lot of stuff coming up, including the new show on this Thursday, a Sedona on Talk Radio, and the following Tuesday, we start our BBS. And so the formats of all the shows are going to be very similar as far as having a chatting period for the beginning. And also, if I can say any word of wisdom, is to really, I don't talk as far as chatting, and I'm just not saying blah, 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 just because I don't have anything else to say. I love to read energy. I love to read energy patterns. But what I am hearing and knowing down to my bones is that with the councils, the guides, the ascended masters, and every channel around us, the same thing, maybe different words, but we really are being called to take action, take responsibility, and the only thing responsible for is our own energy, and as we do that, it absolutely does affect other people. So that's may you align with the divine. I will talk with you next week, and keep those hearts shining.